And it sounds like we need some engineering solutions to the ongoing problem with a Vodafone reception in Ardfert. With me on our comment line, we've got Timmy. Timmy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry.
Thanks for joining me in the program. Now, tell me, you don't live there, but you work in Ardfert 5 days a week.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's been happening over the last, 6 to 8 weeks to your reception?
Yeah. So, I think when I first messaged you in, the issue was ongoing for about 2 weeks prior to that. Just zero network reception out there. I messaged you, they got back to you and they said that they knew there was an issue and that they were working to resolve it. No, that was 4 weeks ago, if not 6 weeks ago. It's still going on. I don't know, are they working to fix it or what's the story out there? But there's nothing like zero coverage. And it's just an Ardfert, so I don't know, is it ongoing elsewhere or what the issue actually is? They were fairly vague in their answer, so lost as to what they're doing or where we're at.
You can't understand it. How bad is it? Is it like total, when you go to, you're fine where you live, when you go to work, you don't get calls?
Nothing.
Voicemails pop up, no one ever rang on your phone when you go into a small pocket reception, or how does it work?
That's exactly how it works, sir, yeah. Sit into the car, drive out of Ardfert, phone goes mad because everything just starts to come in. Everything throughout today that missed calls, whatever, and you know, I'd use my phone for certain bits of ordering and stuff for work, like, so I would need it to a certain degree for work. I mean, I suppose the issue here is that when I'm there for most of the week, they've no problem to come and collect phone bill, like, at the end of the month, you know. There won't be an issue with that.
Yeah,
you know, it's 60 quid a month, Jerry. So I mean, it's not cheap, and to not provide the service, I mean, should I pay that bill? I mean, I don't think I'm going to have a foot to stand on, really, to not pay the bill, like, you know.
And Timmy, is this a general? Sorry, go on, finish your point.
Even though they haven't provided the service, like, you know.
Mm. If this is this a general mobile reception or broadband reception problem in Ardfert, or is it just Vodafone?
It's just Vodafone. So there is other people working with me. They're on the Three network. They're on Tesco Mobile. No issue there. Now, I would have imagined that they would have all used the same mass, but I wouldn't be 100% on that.
Yeah.
But it is just Vodafone. Everybody else seems to be getting on fine there with their other network providers. So
yeah, and he said, look, I know. Have you contacted them directly? I know we contacted them in response because we had a number of other complaints as well, and they said, yeah, we're aware there's an issue. We are working on it.
I haven't contacted them directly, Jerry. I'm sure that when I do, which I do intend to today, but as you know yourself, I get through to some central.
Yeah. You'd probably be on hold for an hour.
And be talking to someone in some other part of the world, as you know, and they won't have a clue what I'm on about, or, you know, they won't understand, is there an issue there, or will they be able to tell me that there's an issue there and what the issue is?
Yeah, and crucially, when, if ever, it's going to be fixed.
When, if ever, yeah, I mean, it's nearly gotten to the point now where it'd nearly be easier to change network provider. No, yeah. I'm opted into a contract which is finishing up soon. And being quite honest, I mean, I've been with Vodafone all my life. I've never changed or I've never, you know, had issue like this before.
Yeah, yeah. Look, you'd expect with 4G and 5G coming in, you'd imagine that these problems would be an issue of the past, not deteriorating, just that coverage would improve all the time.
Look, it's just, and you know, as you... And many of your shows throughout the past few months, and there's lots of issues. And in Ardfert, if it's not water, it's network reception. It's, you know, the people of Ardfert are very they're very quiet anyway, Jerry. To be putting up with it is all I know. I can drive away from it at the end of the day. Like, whereas they have to, there's people that have to live there, and you know, I mean, if they can't provide the service, I mean, I can't see why people would pay their bill, or you know, they shouldn't have to, like. I mean, they aren't providing the service, really, being honest.
Yeah, and that seems to be part of the problem here. Okay, look, Timmy, you're going to have to obviously decide what you're going to do. You'll contact the company. We'll contact them again and ask, look, what is the specific situation here? What is the specific problem? It's obviously a mast that's not working, that used to work up until about 2 months ago, that they just haven't fixed yet.
Yeah, and it's not good enough, really, Jerry. I mean, look, they're not providing the service that the people deserve, and people are paying for that service, you know? And if they're not providing it, why should people pay, like?
Yeah, that's the key thing. That is the key thing. All right, Timmy, listen, thanks a million for talking to us in the programme this morning about that and outlining the issues. If anyone else has a problem in Ardfort, in and around, is Vodafone a particular problem for you? Has it been a problem over that period that Timmy was talking about there, the last maybe 6 to 8 weeks in relation to the reception problems? Are you at the end of your tether in relation to what is going on here? Then let us know what the situation is. Have you contacted them? Have they come back with any sort of a response? Marie in Tralee is in this boat, but she says there's a problem with patchy reception in Tralee as well with Vodafone too. Have complained about it and plan to leave Vodafone this month after considerable length of time within a contract. And that's the problem for some people. They can be caught in a contract, which means it costs you a lot of money to get out of it and a lot of money to leave it, which is part of the issue, and then you're not getting the service you want. Now, we do make this recommendation from many times and many days of having to deal with companies who are like non-responsive when you are looking for them and when you're trying to get in touch with them. One of the things that they do tend to respond to in relation to it is getting onto the communications regulator and making an official complaint. But first of all, you have to make an official complaint, I should say, to the company themselves. And you have to email them and say, look, I'm not getting my service. This isn't working. I am getting a service. I want to make an official complaint. I want to get a response to my official complaint. Then you have to leave it a couple of weeks. Give them, let's say, 2 weeks to get back to you. If they get back to you with an answer that you're not happy with, if they don't resolve the problem, or if you don't get a response off them in that time, then you can go to Comreg. And that's comreg.ie. Comreg is the company to get to. You can also call them on 01804 9668. That's 01804 9668, and you can make a complaint with Comreg, and they will the period of time, by the way, that the company that you complain to, they're allowed 10 working days to resolve your complaint. And if the complaint remains unresolved after 10 working days, that's 2 weeks, you may request Comreg's assistance in resolving the complaint. So you can email consumerline@comreg.ie, or you can call 01804 9668. Tell them that you want to make an official complaint. There's online forms, complaint forms, but if you want the number, it's at 01804 9668, and that tends more often than not to get the company up off their backsides and get some sort of resolution to your problem.